T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I was upstairs with my wife and actually heard shots, like about maybe 20 shots in a row.
Whitney Thomas lives at the corner of Erie Avenue, right near 15th Street. In fact, the back of his home is adjacent to the house where the alleged shooter stayed barricaded inside. Feet away, Thomas hunkered on the second floor of his own home with his wife and could hear police negotiate with the shooter over a loudspeaker.
Saying something about his family being safe and they want him to surrender peacefully and they won't shoot him.
Thomas says police busted out his backyard light that is activated by motion to keep the area dark. He says he stayed low to avoid gunshots, estimating he heard more than a half dozen rounds of 20 shots each.
It was kind of scary because as I'm seeing it on the news, I'm hearing it in real life. And like if you look out the window, you can see the cars on 15th Street that have been shot, windows busted.
A Philadelphia native, Thomas says he's never seen anything like this.
It's like the whole area is under siege.
And he's praying for a peaceful resolution.